Ever find yourself in a bustling coffee shop, a little hum of background noise, and you're just laser focused on your work?
Yeah, actually, I do kind of know what you mean.
Makes you wonder, right? What if our brains actually thrive on a bit of chaos?
Well, it's interesting you say that because there's this phenomenon called stochastic resonance, and it kind of turns that idea on its head.
Stochastic, what now?
Stochastic resonance. Basically, the idea is that a little bit of noise can sometimes actually help make signals clearer, not just in like a technical sense, but even in how our neurons process information.
Okay, hold up, back up a bit. Neurons, signals, noise. We're diving deep into the brain here.
All right. So, think about it this way. You've got these billions of neurons, right? And they're all constantly sending these little electrical signals to each other. It's like a huge communication network.
Right, like a super complex circuit board.
Exactly. And these signals, they're what allow us to think, to feel, to do everything. But here's the thing, there's always some level of random noise in the system.
Noise, like literally sound.
Well, not exactly sound in this case, more like random fluctuations in electrical activity. Think of it like static on a radio. It's always there to some degree.
Okay, got it. So, how does this stochastic resonance thing come into play? You said noise can help.
Yeah, so it's kind of counterintuitive, but the idea is this. Imagine you have a really weak signal right on the edge of being detectable.
Okay, like a whisper in a loud room.
Exactly. Now imagine that you add a bit of noise to the mix, not too much, but just enough to kind of jostle things a bit.
And what happens?
Well, sometimes that little bit of noise can actually boost the signal, making it easier to detect. It's like giving that weak signal enough of a nudge to stand out from the background.
So it's like the noise is somehow amplifying the signal.
In a way, yes, and that's stochastic resonance.
Wild. But is there actual proof of this, or is it just a theory?
Oh no, it's definitely more than just a theory. They've done studies, and they can actually measure this effect. They use something called the signal-to-noise ratio, or SNR, to see how clear a signal is.
SNR. Okay. And what did they find?
Well, what's really cool is that as they add a bit of noise, the SNR actually goes up, meaning the signal gets clearer before it eventually starts to get drowned out by too much noise.
So there's a sweet spot.
Exactly. Too little noise and the signal is too weak. Too much noise and the signal gets lost in the chaos. But right there in the middle, there's this optimal level of noise where the signal really pops.
Wow, okay. That's honestly pretty amazing. But this is all happening at a neuron level, right? What does that actually mean for us in our everyday lives?
Well, it gets really interesting when you start thinking about how this might apply to the brain as a whole. I mean, we're talking about billions of neurons interacting with each other.
Right, it's got to be way more complex than just a few neurons.
Absolutely. But if a little noise can help even a single neuron pick up a signal, imagine what might be happening in this massive network of neurons we call a brain.
So you're saying that all the distractions around us, all that input, might actually be helping our brains in a way.
It's a possibility, right? And think about it. Our brains are constantly bombarded with sensory information, sights, sounds, smells.
Don't forget tastes.
Oh, right. Of course, tastes too. And our brains have to somehow filter all of that and figure out what's important. Maybe, just maybe, a little bit of noise actually helps with that process.
It's kind of like that coffee shop example, right?
Might.
Maybe that background hum is actually creating the optimal level of noise for our brains to focus.
Could be. Of course, too much noise is definitely overwhelming. But this whole idea of stochastic resonance really makes you think differently about how our brains navigate a world that's full of distractions.
It really does make you wonder, how much of what we perceive as noise is actually essential for our brains to function? Maybe a little bit of chaos isn't such a bad thing after all.
And how much do those optimal noise levels vary from person to person? Fascinating, isn't it?
Totally. Makes you think, what if we could figure out how to harness this whole stochastic resonance thing? Could we improve focus, boost creativity?
Now, those are some exciting questions.
Definitely something to ponder.